Hi friends, to continue with six paradoxes of leadership, today we are going to talk about second paradox. Before that, I would like to tell more about leaderships. So leadership styles has been changed, and every leader has effective in its own leadership style. If you see in history, all leaders used to practice their own leadership styles, and they are perfect and superb in their leadership styles. Still, there are certain fundamentals which are common, like they have to be risk management, risk taking ability, decision making, change, adaptability, resilience. These are certain commitment, responsibilities. These are certain factors count. Still, so let's talk about humble heroes. What are these? So these humble heroes are mostly the new generation aspiring leaders that are coming. It's more of a humble heroes where they are really open to understand and learn what is required to adapt changes. They are quite open to adapt things, and they are really easily accept if they need to understand or learn something. So they don't know, and to bring on board people with potentially very different skills, backgrounds, and capabilities. So these type of leaders, they need to be willing to learn from others, may have less leadership tenure, but more relevant insights. So these trends mostly have seen in the recent, in this coming generations, they are really open to listen to others and adapting new changes. So, and these humble heroes are very effective in making bold decisions. When people make bold decisions, that means they are taking risk as well. So, but calculating risk is very essential. So that's how humble hero actually quite open to learn from others to make it effectively. And people who are quite open to learn from others and get more skilled, they actually perform better. And if you see the history, if I take the example of Shivaji, he started his journey at the age of 13. So when he started his journey, he made the most capable leader he was in his era. And he learned from his seniors or juniors, or there are multiple skills he learned. So when leaders are open to learn, they are more humble heroes where they know what they need to learn. They accept their weaknesses or their skills. They need to strength to perform better. So these are called humble heroes. You can check how do you assess such qualities, like do you take bold decisions? Are you ready to accept and adapt changes and learn from others? Are you okay to address your own weaknesses and accept them? And would you like to, are you open to refine them? You can check certain qualities and see how humble hero you are. Myself, Anjali, emotional intelligence expert, let me tell you, emotional intelligence competencies are all leadership competencies. So leadership and emotional intelligence, they go parallelly. By the way, you can enroll for my programs. It's based on completely on emotional intelligence and leadership skills, and lead a wonderful leadership journey. Thank you very much. Do like and share this video podcast.